In today's show, Bitcoin hash rate taps a new milestone with miner HODLings at a one-year low. That's right. The Bitcoin hash rate crossed 300 exahashes per second for the first time in history, which ultimately means your Bitcoin wealth is more secure than ever. Also, more breaking news. Russia's energy minister says he supports the legalization of Bitcoin mining in the country. Let's get it. Also in today's show, Bankman-Fried allegedly used FTX money to invest $400 million in obscure VC firm. Also in today's show, Bitcoin as legal tender? Yeah, Arizona senator pushes a bill to make crypto a legal form of currency. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, an enormously bullish indicator suggests a crypto rebound, says SkyBridge Capital CEO Anthony Scaramucci. Also in today's show, top Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone says Bitcoin should add yet another zero to its price, but there is a catch. I'll be breaking down this six-figure analysis. We'll also be discussing the Bitcoin price bursting to $30,000 and the latest breakdown from crypto analyst Callio on his $30,000 target. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And as you can see, the market is pumping. I love it. Welcome everyone to Crypto News Alerts pod episode number 1175. I am your host, JV, and today is January 6th, 2023. Checking out the latest market watch. We got Bitcoin now almost up 2% for the day, trading back above 23,000. We have Ether up 3%, trading around $1,600. Cardano up 5.5%, trading just under 38 cents. Matic is one of the top gainers, trading up 12.5%, trading at $1.07, and just gains across the alt market, which is a good indicator. And checking out the coin market cap, we can see the current crypto market cap still sitting above that $1 trillion milestone. There's about 66 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance is 42.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Phantom leading the pack, up 23%, followed by eCash up 18%, trading at 0.00003, followed by Matic up almost 13%, trading at $1.08. And checking out the top 100 gainers for the past week, APT up 134%, T up 155%, and just mass overall gains as alts continue to pump and pump it up. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, shows we're still in neutral with a 54, yesterday a 51, last week a 45, and last month a 27 in fear. And welcome again to everyone just tuning in. Let me know if you're currently bullish or bearish on the King Crypto. Now let's break down the latest technical analysis. Bitcoin is seeing new records in network activity as volatility sends the Bitcoin price action to fresh 5-month highs. Data from resources including Mining Pool Stats confirms that Bitcoin's hash rate hit a new all-time high January 26. Let's get it. And another example of Bitcoin's blitz recovery from the pits of post-FTX woes, the network hashing power is now bigger than ever. Hash rate, which is an expression of the processing power dedicated to the network by miners, is currently at 321 exahashes per second, according to Mining Pool Stats raw data, which you can see in this chart. And despite being only an estimate and impossible to measure entirely accurately, the latest readings are quite the feat, having never crossed the 300 exahashes level ever before. Now, mining firm Brains likewise confirmed the numbers in its live reporting feed. Other trackers from BTC.com and Blockchain.com have slightly lower estimates, both being around 275 exahashes per second on the day. The latter shows hash rate hitting an all-time high of 678.6 on January 20th. Now, quoting him here, "Your wealth is more secure than ever," says popular commentator Bitcoin Archive, who wrote in a Twitter thread, "Hash rate is a key component of the Bitcoin security, and a significant drawdowns result in network difficulty rising to entice more miners to participate. Network difficulty is also set to reach levels never seen before this week, and a nod to fierce competition in the mining sector. Bring it." And according to data from BTC.com, the next automated readjustment will send difficulty an estimated 2.75% higher to 38.62 trillion. And the previous readjustment delivered a 10.26% increase, Bitcoin's largest since October 2020. 2022 and only the second double-digit hike since mid-2021. Now, analyzing the climate, we have Coin Lupin, a contributor at on-chain data platform CryptoQuant, who warned that miners are still selling their Bitcoin reserves, possibly to shore up capital in the event of a market reversal. Quoting him here, now they have improved profitability for the first time in a while, and mining costs are lower than the Bitcoin prices. Normally, more active mining and hodling could occur, but now they seem to see it as an opportunity to secure cash. He wrote in a blog post describing reserves as declining at a rapid pace. Quoting him again here, one day price adjustment could happen in the section where they get enough cash and start collecting Bitcoin again. They constantly reduce their Bitcoin holdings during the rise. Now, CryptoQuant's miner position index, which measures Bitcoin outflows to exchanges from miner wallets relative to their one-year moving average, has also captured several withdrawal spikes since January 14th at 1,837,138 BTC. Miners' reserves currently stand at their lowest since December 2021. So there you have it. And as they say, the Bitcoin price follows the hash rate. So this is absolutely a bullish indicator for the King Crypto. As pointed out right here, your Bitcoin wealth is more secure than guarded by this insane number, 300 exahashes per second worth of cyber hornets. Bring it. And as I mentioned here, breaking news, Russia's energy minister says he supports the legalization of Bitcoin mining in the country. Bring it. Putin, make some moves. Let's get Bitcoin adopted all across the world as the game theory continues. And with that being shared, now let's discuss our next story of the day. Did you know that Bankman-Fried allegedly invested $400 million into a venture capital firm? Surprisingly enough, remember when he did an interview not too long ago and he's like, I only have $100,000 to my name and my bank account. This dude has like millions upon millions of dollars worth of investments all across the board, all across the world. So here is what they recently discovered. Check this out. Authorities in the U.S. might have discovered yet another possible component of Bankman-Fried's crypto empire. U.S. federal prosecutors have alleged that Bankman-Fried has used money from FTX exchange to invest in the venture capital firm Modulo Capital, according to the New York Times. As previously reported, Bankman-Fried's hedge fund and FTX sister firm, Alameda Research, invested a total of $400 million in Modulo in 2022, which became one of the most significant investments by SBF. The funding has drawn particular attention from regulators due to Modulo, a relatively unknown firm, raising substantial capital during challenging times in the crypto market. According to the latest findings by Bankman-Fried's investigators, the Modulo investment was likely made using criminal proceeds or misappropriated money that FTX customers had deposited with the exchange. So they're ultimately saying, I mean, this is what it sounds like to me, that he was taking the customer deposits and investing into $100 million projects behind your back. Man, talk about fraudster, to say the least, right? Check it. The prosecutor said that Modulo had become an important part of the investigation. FTX lawyers are now reportedly eyeing their assets as they scramble to recover the billions of dollars from repaying their customers, investors, and creditors. And so far, whereabouts of Bankman-Fried's $400 million investment are currently unclear. Now, Modulo Capital was founded in March 2022 by three former executives at Jane Street, a New York-based firm that once employed Bankman-Fried and Alameda CEO Caroline Ellison. A small circle indeed. One of the founders, Duncan, was reportedly only 2 years out of college. Another Modulo co-founder, Xiaoyun Zhang, known as Lily, was a former Wall Street trader with some ties to SBF. Now, Modulo is also known to run its operations from the same Bahamian condo community where SBF resided. Go figure. Now, the news comes amid U.S. Commissioner of Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Christy Goldsmith Romero, questioning the due diligence work done by VCs and money managers who funded FTX. Why did they turn a blind eye to what they should have really been flashing as red lights, he asked. Now, previously, the deputy prime minister at Singapore's government-owned investment firm, Temasek, admitted that their investment in FTX caused reputational damage for the firm. So there you have it. Do you think they're likely to pinpoint this and extract this from Bankman-Fried so it can go to the people that the money is owed to, such as the investors that got scammed, yeah, in this case, or the creditors? Let me know how you feel this is likely to work out. And with that being shared, now I want to cover one of the bigger stories for the day, and that's Bitcoin becoming a legal tender in the state of Arizona in the United States. Yeah, let's discuss it. Check this out. In the past year, Bitcoin's price declined by about 60% from its all-time high. This has diminished the excitement surrounding the Alpha coin until recently. There are still many who have faith in the crypto's future. One of them is Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers. Show Wendy Rogers some respect and support. Rogers, a Republican, has presented legislation. Notice she's not a Democrat. Anyone supporting Bitcoin, more than likely, is probably going to be a Republican if it's Republican versus Democrat, just stating the obvious. The law proposed on Wednesday would, if passed, make Arizona the first state in the U.S. to recognize Bitcoin as a legal form of currency. Bring it. The proposals are co-sponsored by Rogers' Republican colleagues in the state Senate, J.D. Mesnard and Jeff Wenninger. Now check it. This is her right here. That's Wendy Rogers, the Arizona State Senator. The widely anticipated bill designated SB 1341 sparked a heated exchange of opinions. It has not yet been established when the discussion will be held in an official capacity, but the date will be set soon. The bill permits the payments of debts, taxes, and other financial responsibilities in Arizona with Bitcoin. This would imply that all transactions currently conducted in the U.S. dollars might possibly be carried out in Bitcoin, and people and establishments would be free to use the crypto as they see right. That's right. And according to research by one of the most prestigious financial institutions in the U.S., Goldman Sachs, one of the most corrupt as well. Hey, just saying. Bitcoin was the best performing asset of the world. This is coming from one of the most corrupt organizations in the world, but they're finally saying something true. Hey, is what it is. Peter Schiff, pointing this out to you, buddy. Bitcoin tops the list, and according to the bank study, with nearly 27% in total returns and a risk-adjusted ratio of 3-1 in its year-to-date assessment of returns. So there you have it. Now, meanwhile, this is the second time that Rogers has presented legislation in her state to make Bitcoin a legal tender. It's not the first time. In January of last year, the senator submitted identical legislation, which is pretty cool, that was rejected by other legislators in the second reading. The crypto's bill approval is uncertain given the U.S. Constitution prohibits individual states from establishing their own legal currency. But interestingly, Rogers' proposed legislation mentioned Bitcoin's potential to operate independently of central bank intervention. That's right. And Arizona is not the only state battling with crypto laws. Last week, legislators in Mississippi and Missouri attempted to enact legislation preserving citizens' rights to mine Bitcoin, an energy-intensive industry that was outlawed in New York in 2022. And according to Anderson Kill law firm partner Preston Byrne, quoting him here, the coinage clause of the U.S. Constitution means that the power to determine what is and isn't legal tender in the United States is the exclusive province of Congress, and noted that if the Arizona senator's plan were to become law, it would be primarily symbolic. All I know is this. If Bitcoin were to pass as a legal tender in a state in the United States, such as Arizona, I think many other states are likely to follow, and this could be incredible for mass adoption of the king crypto. Let me know if you feel this is likely to happen or not. And with that being shared, now let's discuss a crypto rebound. As per SkyBridge Capital CEO Anthony Scaramucci, the chief executive of the hedge fund SkyBridge Capital, reportedly says an enormously bullish indicator is hinting at a rebound for risk assets as well as cryptocurrency. According to a new report by Bloomberg, Scaramucci says he believes the U.S. Fed will pause its monetary tightening policies once it reaches its goal, sparking a crypto rally in the rebirth of risk assets. Quoting him here, I do believe that the Fed declares victory at 4-5% inflation. If I am right, there will be a resurgence in the market. There'll be a lot of short covering in crypto, and there'll be a rebirth of risk assets. So according to Scaramucci, another massive bullish indicator is the heightened pessimism displayed by world leaders towards digital assets at the most recent World Economic Forum in Davos. That's right. And in the report, Scaramucci also details that SkyBridge Capital's exposure to bankrupt crypto exchange FTX, saying that the firm purchased $10 million worth of FTT, which is their native token, only to sell it for $9.6 million a short while later. And last week, Scaramucci predicted that 2023 would be a recovery year for crypto assets, saying that markets are on track to recover from numerous high-profile collapses. And at the time, he said he envisions greater adoption, pushing Bitcoin to a six-figure price tag. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Scaramucci. Do you feel the Bitcoin price action will eventually reach that inevitable six-figure mark? Because our next story, we're going to be discussing a six-figure Bitcoin price as per Bloomberg analyst and lead strategist Mike McGlone. So now let's break down our next story of the day, and then we'll dive into the $30,000 prediction incoming as per crypto analyst Crypto Callio, followed by the live Q&A. Here we go. Bloomberg Intelligence senior macro strategist Mike McGlone says Bitcoin is likely to hit six figures, but the timing of such a rise still remains unclear. In a new interview with crypto influencer Scott Melker, the Wolf of Wall Streets, yeah, McGlone warns traders that the price of the King crypto is likely to dip down to the $15,000 price level before making a run to new all-time highs. The analyst likens the adoption rate of Bitcoin to that of the first interaction of the internet, saying he envisions the top digital asset by market cap booming to six figures sometime in the future, adding that investors should currently be accumulating. I agree 100%, accumulation mode activated. As far as demand adoption, it is just so early days. It's like the internet 20 years ago. The macro big picture, I see another zero being added to Bitcoin. It's a question of time. You're supposed to be accumulating. This short-term bounce this year in January, that's what I am very concerned about in every asset, and just want to be careful so people understand that if you're buying $23,000, you can easily have to write it down to $15,000 before you see yet another zero get added on the back of that number. Now, McGlone goes on further to warn that he believes this month's crypto market rally is a case of investor hopium, noting crypto prices are likely to dip as the Fed continues tightening monetary policy as a means of countering inflation. Quoting him here, I view this as way too much hopium early in the year versus the reality of running money. You're supposed to be careful with this rally. All I know is this, if there is a hopium bong I can take some hits from, I'm all over it. And to watch this video with Mike McGlone entitled Recession Canceled, check the show notes below the video in the description, which leads us to our final story of the day. Let's discuss the $30,000 Bitcoin price action incoming. And by a show of hands, how many of you feel the Bitcoin price is more than likely to hit $30,000 before correcting to $15,000? And if you're in the other camp, let me know in the comments as well. If you feel Bitcoin's likely to correct to $15,000 before we go back up to hit $30,000 and eventually a six-figure Bitcoin price. A widely followed crypto strategist is optimistic of the King crypto, which could surge by double-digit percentage points from the current price. Synonymous crypto analyst Callio tells his 500,000 Twitter followers, Bitcoin will swiftly rally to $30,000 after coming a downward trend that started late November. And from the analyst's projected trajectory of Bitcoin on the 4-hour chart, which you can see here on your screen, it seems he's suggesting the flagship digital asset can soar above the $30,000 resistance level sometime in February, right around the corner where we got a few more days left. Quoting him here, I once again am here to remind you the Bitcoin heads straight to $30,000 from here. And in the chart, he shows you a magnet just above that $30,000 mark. And according to Callio, Bitcoin will outperform Ethereum as the flagship crypto asset targets the $30,000 price level. And when Ethereum is paired against Bitcoin, Callio's chart suggests that the former will drop by slightly more than 30% to below 0.0510 BTC, a level last recorded mid-2022, ultimately saying Bitcoin is likely to outpace Ethereum this run. Quoting him here, ETH/BTC just touched the bounced off high time frame support. Really don't see this holding when Bitcoin starts the impulsive move up to $30,000 plus. Now, the widely followed crypto analyst further says Bitcoin will also outperform the alts as the dominance level of the largest digital asset by market cap inches upward. Now, let's check a look at the current Bitcoin dominance. As we can see on CoinMarketCap, we're currently sitting at 42.4%. We've seen this soar to, I think, 70, 80% in previous cycles. So it'll be interesting to see how high the Bitcoin dominance climbs against altcoins for this particular cycle. Quoting him here, your favorite altcoins might be slowly climbing in terms of USD, which is the dollar price. But whenever you realize it or not, the majority of them are dumping versus Bitcoin. And there are no signs of that trend slowing down anytime soon. I agree with him 100%. I think Bitcoin is likely to outpace the majority of the alts. But yeah, you're always going to have selective alts outpacing Bitcoin because there's tens of thousands of alts in the market. So you do also have to keep that in mind and keep it real at the same time. But let me know when you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to hit that $30,000 target, which Callio is predicting. Do you feel also it can happen in February? Do you think it will happen in February? Or do you feel it's unlikely to happen anytime soon? Holla at your boy. And when do you feel likely the Bitcoin price action will hit six figures, taking it to a whole new level? Do you think that will occur potentially this year, as some analysts are predicting? Or do you think it could happen the year of the halving, 2024, which is next year, or the year preceding the halving in 2025? I know Stock the Flow predicts six-figure Bitcoin price between 2024 and 2025. Max Kaiser is still calling for 100,000 plus Bitcoin price this year. I know Samson Mao calling for 100,000 plus this year. Credible Crypto, $100,000 plus this year. Tim Draper, $250,000 this year. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.